Throughout the Christmas season, we've been reading in the first letter of St. John. And one of the themes that comes through this letter very clearly is about family likeness. Put simply, St. John says, those who are the children of the devil act like the devil, and those who are like the Father imitate the Father. Today, he brings this theme into focus by contrasting Cain and Abel. The central idea of this passage is based on John 15:13, where Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down their lives for their friends. And in today's epistle, John, taking this idea from his gospel, puts it this way. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Now, some people are called to what I refer to as a dying martyrdom. This consists in the total surrender of their lives. It's a generous act of fidelity where they truly lay down their life for Jesus and for others. Now, most of us will not be called to a dying martyrdom, but every one of us is called to a living martyrdom. Now, let me unpack that by referring to Cain. This is the only place in 1 John where there is an explicit reference to the Old Testament. And what he is doing here, St. John, is referring to the first case of fraternal hatred in the Bible, Genesis 4, verses 1 to 16. Remember I said at the beginning of the homily that one of the key themes of 1 John is family likeness. Out of envy, says St. John, we are told that Cain murdered Abel. And we know the same thing happens in relation to the devil's envy of Adam. For we read in Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 24, through the devil's envy, death entered into the world. So at the heart of what the devil is about is envy. We see it in this reference from Wisdom. We see it in the example of Cain in relation to his brother. This murderous act made Cain a child of the devil. And Jesus in John 8:44 says that from the beginning, the devil has been a murderer. Cain showed his evil intent by slaying Abel. The Christian shows his or her loving intent by laying down their lives for another. So do you see what's at play here? Cain, in a sense, lays down Abel's life by killing him. We are called to lay down our lives by serving. And this is where this idea of being living martyrs comes into play. In our reading today, St. John talks about two ways in which we express that: by genuine love for our brother and sister, and he shows a particular expression of this through caring especially for the poor. We are to be a people of compassion. But here's one of the beautiful things about this letter, and in this particular passage, St. John wants us to understand something. That as we are growing to be living martyrs, we become convicted of those times when we do not live in accordance with the family character. We don't always reflect the love of the Father. And so St. John writes these most beautiful words. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and we shall reassure our hearts before him. That is, when we know that we are living as living martyrs, we will have the assurance of that. But similarly, We will also know that when our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. Now, what does St. John mean about our hearts condemning us? I think this is in reference to knowing when we have been convicted of sin. But here's the beautiful thing. Such conviction should not dissuade us, should not discourage us. It shouldn't lead us to say, well, that's so much for that. I can't be a living martyr. I'm never going to get this right. Not at all. Because John goes on to say, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. He knows that we are in this process of becoming. And as the believer is convicted of sin, what does that mean? It means his or her heart is beating with the truth. And as they respond with contrition of heart and seek the forgiveness of Christ, then listen to what St. John goes on to say. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. Confidence to do what? To continue to be living martyrs. To live our lives with confidence in word, in speech, in our deeds, and in the truth. And this is at the very heart of what St. John wants to leave us with in this letter. We live in the world. One day, we will be completely without sin. Remember the other day, John said, when we see Jesus, we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. That's the beatific vision. That's heaven. That's the fullness of eternal life. But as we live in this world, we live with this attitude that allows us to reiterate what the Gospel of John and 1 John state so clearly. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down their lives for their friends. As we enter into 2019, may we choose to live as martyrs who are learning each day what it means to lay down our lives, and so know that we are part of the family of Jesus, because we are reflecting him by how we are choosing to live.